This is VOA News via I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's president has posted a video showing what he said was a Russian missile hitting an apartment building in the southeastern city of Zaporizhia, killing at least one person after Moscow's forces launched exploding drones before dawn. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The video posted by Volodymyr Zelensky to Telegram appeared to be from CCTV cameras that captured the moment a missile hit the nine-story residential block by a busy road. Ukrainian media has showed charred apartments with flames billowing from some of them. Zaporizhia's city council secretary says two children were among the wounded, adding that a few dozen people have needed hospital treatment, with some in critical condition. Zelensky again appealed for countries to increase pressure on the Kremlin to give up its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has visited military positions in the eastern Donetsk region and awarded medals to the defenders of Bakhmut, a devastated city that has become a symbol of the Ukraine's dogged resistance. Addressing the soldiers, Zelensky thanked them for protecting the state sovereignty and the east of Ukraine. He said he saw a lot of destruction, and that the main thing is they will rebuild everything after the war is won. Fierce battles continue in the eastern Donetsk region, where Russia is straining to encircle the city of Bakhmut in the face of persistent Ukrainian defense. The U.S. will speed up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine. After months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks, the Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of the Abrams, but that would have taken a while. This is VOA News.
Eyes to the right, 515. The nose to the left, 29. The eyes have it, a lock!
British lawmakers on Wednesday voted overwhelmingly in favor of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's deal with the European Union to rewrite the rules on Northern Ireland trade. The House of Commons voted to back a key portion of the agreement, which is designed to resolve a thorny trade dispute that vexed UK-EU relations and triggered a political crisis in Belfast. But Sunak faced a rebellion by about 20 fellow Conservatives, including his two immediate predecessors. Former Prime Ministers Liz Truss and Boris Johnson had both said they would vote against the deal. For his part, former Prime Minister Johnson has finished testifying to a crucial hearing on whether he misled Parliament about lockdown parties. He told the committee on Wednesday that the rule-breaking events were wrong and that he bitterly regretted it, but he added,
"I'm here to say to you, hand on heart, that I did not lie to the House. When those statements were made, they were made in good faith and on the basis of what I honestly knew and believed at the time."
While Johnson denies deliberately lying, if found to have done so, he could face suspension or even lose his seat in Parliament. He's being questioned by the House of Commons Standards Committee over his statements about rule-breaking parties in government buildings during the coronavirus pandemic. Passengers should expect more disruption at French airports on March 23rd due to strikes in France and protest against plans to increase the French retirement age, the DGAC, Civil Aviation Authority, said Wednesday. Striking workers at a garbage incinerator outside of Paris described Emmanuel Macron as being out of touch with the reality of the workplace after the French president gave a live interview on national television to discuss his much-debated pension reform. U.S. cases of a dangerous fungus tripled over just 3 years, and more than half of states have now reported it. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention wrote about the infection. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Researchers say the COVID-19 pandemic is likely part of the reason for the spread. Hospital workers were strained by coronavirus patients, and that likely shifted their focus away from disinfecting some other kinds of germs. The fungus is called Candida auris. It's a form of yeast that is usually not harmful to healthy people, but can be a deadly risk to fragile hospital and nursing home patients. Some strains are so-called superbugs that are resistant to antibiotic drugs. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.